First of all, I can't help myself but start with this grand vision that I personally have for computing, which is that computational thinking will be a fundamental skill used by everyone in the whole world by, I don't know, middle of the 21st century. And I really mean that in a serious way. I see that every aspect of our lives is becoming digitally enhanced in some way, and it's not, and really want to emphasize, it's not just the metal tools, it's the mental tools that are going to carry us forward in everything that we do. Again, it's not just the research, it's not just science and engineering, and I think we already see this if you think about your daily lives and how much we encounter cyber-physical systems, for instance. So, of course, at NSF, we've been putting forward programs and research that really speak to computational thinking. That's the Cyber-Enabled Discovery and Innovation Program. But what really excites me is to have some program directors like Harriet Taylor and Joan Packham and Jan Cooney who are sort of carrying forth this vision in terms of our educational programs. And then not just at the undergraduate level, which is what, you know, and graduate level, which is, of course, kind of the bread and butter of NSF, but also at the K-12 level. And this really speaks to, I think, some of the audiences that you've been probably addressing. And we actually have a great opportunity because the next generation is quite facile with IT. And we could be leveraging off of that that advantage if we think smart about it. On the other hand, we do have to think smart about it because we don't want to convey to the next generation that what computing is all about is, you know, putting your iPod on and playing with your iPhone. There's a lot more basic conceptual you know, computer science concepts, if you will, underlying all that, and it's a kind of thinking. It's a kind of analytical thinking, a kind of mathematical thinking that we should really be trying to instill in our children. So in any case, I know that there's a lot of other talks today on cyber-enabled learning, as well as, I know, computational thinking for K-12. And I think this is really great. I hope all the other agencies in IDRD really speak about their interests, and I hope we can come together and sort of seeing a grand vision with respect to educating the next generation workforce. So thank you for doing this.
Do you have time for a question?
Yeah, sure.
Does anyone have any questions for Jeanette Wing, head of Computer and Information Science and Engineering at NSF? Looks like you're
okay.
Free to go.
Okay. I guess I forgot to mention that there are a couple of other I was walking up the elevator with the SRI person.
David.
Okay. Anyway, and there are a couple other things going on that maybe Joan and Harry can be telling you about with respect to working with other organizations. ACM, CSTA, CSTB, I didn't realize that, and NSF, CRA, a whole bunch of other computer science organizations that are focusing a lot of their attention now on education. So, for instance, Andy Van Dam is the CRA education czar, and we have been communicating with respect to his efforts. Peter Denning has this workshop coming up in January. I forgot what he calls it.
Rebooting.
So I think all of our efforts should be coordinated with all of their efforts, and so we don't all run off in these different directions, and we don't replicate and exhaust ourselves either. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Annette.